Our next speaker, Robert Brown, is going to talk to us about when does an emergency police power constitute an unconstitutional taking of property. Robert is the founding partner in the firm of Brown and Hoffmeister. Robert specializes in litigation and appellate practice with an emphasis in municipal law, including condemnation and eminent domain, constitutional law, civil rights, and zoning and land use matters. Robert's been involved in multiple cases. I think at least, does it say on your, it does. He has argued at least three cases before the Texas Supreme Court on behalf of cities. And I believe, were they all land use cases? And they were all land use. I thought they were all land use cases. I've known Robert for a very long time. He's a very smart person, and he's just a downright good dude. So if you might give him your attention. Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie. Good afternoon. You know, I've been fortunate to speak at this conference for a number of years, and I went kind of looked back at my extended resume, and most of the topics I've spoken on have been taking related. And in my career, I've handled quite a few taking type cases. I mean, I've had defending cities based on takings claims on airport overflights, flooding, a denial of upzoning, which was the Mayhew Town of Sunnyvale case, a downzoning case was the Glen Heights Sheffield case, an exactions case on road construction was the Flyer Mound Stafford case. I've been fortunate enough occasionally to, you know, stop the taking case from going too far down the road by getting it dismissed on claims of ripeness or mootness or lack of standing, or that it's really not a taking claim because it's based on a breach of a contract and it's assumed under that type of law. But I've never really had a case until just recently where I was able to look at and to potentially apply this question of the doctrine of necessity, or when does an emergency police power constitute an unconstitutional taking of property. It's trying to define, you know, doctrinally, is the subject matter that you're looking at, is it truly fall under eminent domain, so that it's a taking, or should it fall under some other category, some unexercise of the police power? So what the doctrine of necessity is, basically it's a defense that can be raised in response to a taking claim for property damages resulting from a kind of a response to an emergency situation. I mean, things like natural disasters, wildfire, flood, typically police tactics that destroy or damage property to apprehend criminals. Those are typically not viewed as falling within the domain of takings law. There might be some other liability under tort law or civil rights law, but not typically under the use of eminent domain. The theory is that it basically allows the government to damage or destroy property in extraordinary circumstances without the payment of compensation as a taking. It kind of goes back to the whole doctrine of the social compact or the social contract. When we lived in an organized society, sometimes individual rights or liberties give way to the greater good, and in doing so, they're not necessarily compensable. There are uses of the government's police power that historically can actually take or damage or destroy your property, but they're not considered compensable. And that issue in Texas is probably more of an issue because our takings clause does protect not just from the taking of property, but for the damaging or the destruction of property. And there's a myriad of governmental actions that don't physically take your property, but that arguably damage it, or in some instance destroy it. And the question is, are those all compensable? In the great, you know, societal mix, should the government pay for these types of things, or should these individuals be forced to bear that burden, you know, on their own? I mean, we've all seen the taking clause, both under the Fifth Amendment and the Texas Constitution. They're easy to state, but they're harder to apply. I mean, the Penn Central case, the U.S. Supreme Court said that what constitutes a taking has proved to be a problem of considerable difficulty. Texas Constitution weighed in the Glen Heights Sheffield case that I was fortunate enough to handle for the city of Glen Heights, and they said it's a sophistic Miltonian Serbian bog. I don't know what that means. It's above my pay grade, but it must mean that it's hard to figure out. But there are small islands in the bog. So basically, the Texas Supreme Court and the U.S. Supreme Court have basically said takings is hard. It's hard to figure out when they start, when they stop, what are the exceptions. But fortunately, last year, or in 2021, there was a case, the U.S. Supreme Court discussed this case, Cedar Point Nursery versus Assad. And if you were here last year and you heard me speak, might be likely, and if you remembered the speech, very unlikely. But if you were, I actually talked about this case. This was a case where a regulation in California allowed union organizers to enter into private property of agricultural facilities in order to try to cultivate and land union members.